welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday was Easter Sunday, and we looked at the resurrection story through the eyes of a conversation that happened between Jesus and Thomas. Here's what it says in John 20, verse 24. It says, "Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, which means twin, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said to them, 'Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.' A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe.' Thomas said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed.'" This is an amazing picture of Jesus coming to Thomas personally to have a conversation with him so that he would believe. Jesus had died and Thomas was there. He saw that. He watched all of his dreams die that day. 3 years of following Jesus. This is the man in John chapter 11 that as they were entering towards Lazarus in Bethany, that they had heard that Lazarus had died. They thought Jesus would be killed. And Thomas said, "Let's go die with him." He was ready to die for Jesus. That night, when he saw Jesus, you know, to die on the cross, his dreams were crushed. He was done. And even though all of his friends, his closest friends, the other disciples, saw Jesus risen from the grave, they go to him and say, "He's alive. He's alive. We saw him." Something in Thomas was unable to believe, even his closest friends who were eyewitnesses to the resurrection. He refused to believe. And it's easy to get that. Like he was distraught. He was crushed. And he says, "I won't believe unless," and he had his little dot, 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 "I'm going to have to touch his scars." And then when Jesus shows up, comes in through the door, so something about his body allowed him to walk straight through the door. And he says, "Thomas, hey, peace be with you. Come here, touch my wounds." Then Thomas says the most interesting thing. He says, "My Lord and my God." Thomas recognized that Jesus was divine. He was God in the flesh. And Jesus didn't stop him. Jesus said, "Yeah. Blessed are you, Thomas, because you've seen and believed, but there are going to be others, Thomas, and blessed are they who haven't seen and yet believed." He's talking about you and I. It's a very interesting section, but in thinking about it, you realize that there are lots of reasons why people won't believe. That we all have a faith that sometimes starts out so innocent in life, right? But life has a way of kind of wounding our faith. And that's what happened to Thomas. And there are people out there that we think, why don't they believe? Why don't they believe? And a lot of times because they've gone through something very difficult. But the thing you have to recognize about Jesus is Jesus went through the most difficult thing. He took on all of our sin. He was unjustly persecuted and martyred. He was tortured and died, but he did that. He took on his wounds for a greater purpose. He did that for us. This is the thing, that there's nothing more important to God than faith. In Hebrews 11, it talks about how without faith it is impossible to please God. That even though it's tough for some of us, that's exactly what God wants. He requires faith for us to come to him. He requires faith for us to be in relationship with him. That's the beauty of it. It's tough, yes, there are difficulties. And I think for Thomas, though, what he heard was exactly what he needed to hear. Jesus came to him and said, hey, I heard you, Thomas. And I think that's the beauty of Christ, is that he knows exactly how to speak to all of us. He knows how to get our attention. He knows how to speak our language and reveal himself to us. Praise God for the risen Savior who knows our language that calls us into faith. God, I pray that you use any struggles of our faith for your benefit. In the same way that you used the cross to redeem mankind, Lord, use our struggles, use our scars and wounds for something greater than just ourselves. Strengthen our faith, Lord. And then use our lives to draw attention to who you are so that other people who have not seen you would believe in you. And we ask that in your son's name, amen. Take a second and think about some of your struggles you've had with faith and then offer your life to the Lord so he would leverage that for something larger. Till next time, God bless.